Siman Tov Reish Yud Hadlokos Haneros B'Yom Kippur. So this is based on a Mishnah in Psachim on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah says as follows: Makom Shenagu L'Hadikas Haner B'Leile Yom Kippurim. Madlikin, where the minhag is to light candles, Yom Kippur candles, we light. And where the makom shenagu shalol hadlik ain madlikin, and when the minig is not to light, you don't light. Then the Mishnah concludes, umadlikin bebate knesios, ubebate midrashos, you do light in shuls, base medrashes, uvamavuos hafelim, dark alleys, va'algabe cholim. So the Gemara, this is a very hard to understand Gemara, in my humble opinion. The Gemara says, Tana, Bein she'amru lahadlik, Bein she'amru shelo lahadlik, Shneim ledavar echad niskavnu. Both Tanaim, both opinions in the Mishnah have an agenda, and they have the exact same agenda, and based on how they understand that agenda, that sugya, one says to the minute that you should light, and one says you should not light. Meaning, it's not the two opinions in the Mishnah, whatever. The place where the minute gets to light have their reason, the place that the minhag is not to light have their own reason, but they're both trying to get to the same toelus. They have the same agenda in mind. What's that agenda? We want to make sure that one of the chameshis inuyim is tashmish amita, and we want to prevent that. Rashi says, l'davar echa l'hafrish atzmo mimishkive isha. Ha'omrim lahadlik mishum de'ein adam mishamesh mitosel or an air. It's tashmish is aser by the candle. So make sure that you light a candle in the bedroom, Yom Kippur candle in the bedroom, and that way you won't do tashmish because there's light in the room. Ha'omrim shalod lahadlik sovrim kesheaner dolek, when the candle's lit, roes ishto, he'll see his wife umis avila, and then he'll be tempted. Now stop, you think about it, like, extremely hard to understand, because we have an entire siman in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya about harchakos, and nowhere does it say to light a candle in the room or turn off all the lights in the entire house so that he doesn't see her. We have all sorts of harchakos by eating, by sleeping, by everything, and all of a sudden we have this new idea, like, very hard to understand, like, what's going on. But let's see. My question is, why do we need to come up with new reasons to prevent husbands and wives from doing something they're not allowed to do, Leil Yom Kippur? It's not just Leil Yom Kippur, it's, 2 weeks of every month, let's say. So, we have a whole set of rules, halachas, called harchakos, how to prevent it. Now, the emes is that most of those, if not all of them, those harchakos came much later than the Mishnah. Now, not passing is from Rashi. I'm talking about a thousand years later. But it's just, like, very interesting that, you know, if you go through Yoredeya Kuf Tzadi Hey, I think it is. Kuf Tzadi Dal, Kuf Tzadi Hey. So, all of a sudden, we have a new set of rules, two different opinions, trying to get to the same point, with two opposite ways of looking at the exact same thing. So the Mechaber says, Tafresh Yud Sif Alif Makom Shenogin Ladik Ner Belel Yom HaKippurim Madlikin, where the minig is to light Neros, he should light. Makom Shenogu Shul Ladik Ein Madlikin, the minig is not to light, he should not light. Says the Mishmur Sif Katan Alif Ushnei Makomos Niskadu L'Davar Echad, both places are looking for the same point. Da'inu Levatel Tashmish that madlik kavanoso also the shamish neged or an air. There's light in the room, it'll be also. Umandilo madlik kavanoso shlo yira oso visavila vuchalovu de tashmish. Vafilu he nida da osilo belav hachi lovu alea mikamakom me de hear lo yate. Vivato machshav to atahora biyomze.
Okay, it's just. I don't know. Hard to understand.
Right there. Mishra Sikotan Beis. Belel Yom Kippur. So if this is all point of lighting candles, so Af Becheder Mishkavo. The Mishra says you should be lighting in the bedroom. Umakum Shinogin Shalom Lahadik. Hainu Af Babayis Eimadikin. The whole point is won't see his wife at all. So the whole house should be pitch dark.
Again, it's very hard to get this. Okay, the Rambam says, "Im yesh lo ner b'bayis." So then, chayiv lahadlik bechedesh shochet. If anyway, is light in the house from wherever. However, I don't know. It is anyway light in the house. So then, now for sure, he has to light in the bedroom because the other, you know, shema yiros of yisavel. So he has to light in the bedroom. The Mechaber continues Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, so then the Mechaber knows it's not a minig anymore. Everyone has to light candles. Hago umavarchin says Ramad la'adik near shal Shabbos v'shal yom ha'kipurim. You put both into the bracha. Now, there's a separate discussion about making a bracha. So, we just discussed lighting the candles. And now, we have a separate question about making a bracha on the Yom Kippur candles. Because now we're talking about making a bracha on a minig. Now, by Shabbos candles, we have three reasons for Shabbos candles brought down in the poskim. We have Oneg Shabbos, we have Kavod Shabbos, and we have Shalom Bayis. On Yom Kippur, you don't have oneg. There's no oneg. It's the day of inui. There's no eating. Kavod, perhaps you could have, but the poskim don't talk about that. The Rosh talks about shalom bayis. You shouldn't be bumping into your family members and then stubbing your toes and being put into a bad mood. And therefore, that's enough reason to light the Yom Kippur candles, and you should make a bracha. Now, how does that fit in with the whole Gemara that told us the meaning to light comes from preventing tashmish? I don't know. Then the Torah brings down, Beis Yosef brings down a few opinions that some say I'll read to you the Mechaber. There's two Mechabers. There's a Mechaber over here. Says the Mechaber, Yesh mi she'omer, she'mevarech al hadlokas ner yom ha'kipurim. There's a Yesh mi she'omer, that's the Rosh, that you should make a bracha when you light Yom Kippur candles. Hagah, note, says Ramah. Nechein ha'minig b'medinas elu, minig ha'shinaz is to make a bracha on the Yom Kippur candles. Then the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samech Gimel Hey Ilchos Hadlokos Neros Shabbos writes, "Uv Yom Kippur, if it's not Shabbos, Yesh Misha Omer." Same lashon over here. Yesh Misha Omer. There he says Shelo Yivarech. Here the Yesh Misha Omer says Shemavarech. There the Mechaber says Yesh Misha Omer Shelo Yivarech, and then he says it over here. Va'ayin Lekaman Simen Tav Reish Yud. Okay. Yes. Question. No question. Now, the opinion of the Ramah is easy to understand. The Ramah holds all over that we make a bracha on a minig. I think we've discussed this in the past. We have different minhagim that we make a bracha on. The Rishonim point to the fact that Yontif Sheni is minig avoseinu biadeinu, and all the regular brachas made on Yontif Rishon are made on Yontif Sheni. Making a bracha on a minig. Now, it's not the starkest raya, because it could just be that you don't come to Yilazazel. But okay, that's one of the rayas that the Rishonim bring. Then we have Tosis wants to be medayik in different Gemaras that there's a bracha on Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh, which is also a minug. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. That's the Ramah over here. That's the Ramah Halal on Rosh Chodesh. That's the Ramah in numerous places. But the Mechaber Shita in general is that you don't make a bracha on a minug. So it's much easier to understand the Mechaber. I mean, he doesn't take a stand in either place, because he just says Yesh Misha Omer, which could be understood in different ways. But over there, it's, you know, Yesh Misha Omer Shelo Yivarech sounds like his Netiyah is in that direction. And the Gra explains, yes, it's a minig. And on a minig, you don't make a bracha. And that fits in well with the Shitas HaMechaber. But the Mechaber by us says Yesh Misha Omer that you are Mevarech on Neros Yom Kippur. So, and Lamaisa, I saw Yalkut Yosef and Ravadia brings down that the minig is that Sfaradim do make a bracha on the Neros Yom Kippur. The Stechemet has a whole arichas why that would be, even though it's against the regular rule that you don't make a bracha on a minig. The Gra holds that you don't make a bracha on the Yom Kippur candles. I don't know if that's the Gra paskens like the Mechaber against the Ramah. I didn't have a chance to look into all the other places. Now, just the original source for this is that Chibut Arava on Hoshana Rabbah is a minig neviim, and the Gemara says there's no bracha. So the Rambam and the other, the
Svar de Rishonim say, oh, you see, minig, by a minig, there's no bracha. And Rabbi Natan says, no, because that's like a minig, we don't do anything. It's just tiltul ha-rava. Tiltul ha-rava b'alma is already yotze, the minig nevi'im, and that says no bracha, it's not enough of a maisa. But when you have something like, make you saying halal on chatzi halal on Rosh Chodesh and on Tisheni with the real maisa, so then you are going to have a bracha. Anyway, that's a big machlekes. So here the Bira Agra paskins basically that you no bracha on lighting Yom Kippur candles, but the Mechaber, at least by us, seems to say you do make a bracha on the Yom Kippur candles. Although he seems to say the opposite in Hilchos Shabbos, but the Sfaradim seem to be knowing to do that. Brachos Yudalit Omer Aleph Toises Dibur Maskel Yamin talks about how over there, all the Mar Mekoymis over there on the whole sugya. Right, that's what the Rush says, that you're making a bracha because of Shalom Bayis. I guess because the whole thing involves a minug. Mefurish Mishnah that it's a minug, and it's also Mefurish Gemara that it's not for Shalom Bayis. So I don't know exactly. Right, why don't we just say, let's take the rules. Shalom Bayis is relevant to Yom Kippur. Kovid Shabbos is relevant to Yom Kippur also. So two of the reasons are Shayach, and then that should be enough. Maybe that's... I don't know. They try to figure out why this is different. There's an arichus in the Stechemet, which relates to the halachas that we are approaching. So let's try to get there. So the way the Mishnah Berurah wants to formulate it, I guess, to explain the Mechaber, that's how Dirsha wants to say it. Hayini b'makom shenogin lahadlik, shuv memei lahadlik, chiyuv olav lahadlik. Once it's a minig, now you have a chiyuv to light. I don't know, you can say that by any minig. Once it's a minig, to say chatzi hal on Rosh Chodesh, you have a chiyuv to say chatzi hal. I don't know. Just kind of explaining why there'd be a bracha according to the Mechaber. And the Ramah says, to make a bracha on the Yom Kippur candles. That's the question of Shaykh to say, Vitzivanu by a minig. It's not a tzivui, or maybe it is a tzivui. Al titosh torah simecha. Minig is all tori. It's all part of the discussion relates, I think someone pointed this out a few weeks ago, also relates to Mitzvah Asish Esman Grama, where women over there also, Sephardi women don't make a bracha. Lushita some perhaps. Probably. They fit into the same sugya. And Ashkenazi women do make a bracha on Mitzvah Asish Esman Grama. Had to say Vitzivanu because the men are mitzvah, and that's enough. Ziv Gimel. B'chol makom madlikim b'batei knesios b'batei medrashos. That's the end of the Mishnah over there. And then there, the Mishnah says, there's no Shalom Bayis, so you're not going to make the bracha. Sif Dalit. The meaning is to have a lot of candles in shul. And to wear nice clothes. Mishmur explains if cotton test, the Dashina, the Pasuk says the Kadosh Hashem Mechubad, and Chazal Dashin, that refers to Yom Kippur. That there's an Indian of Kovid and Kedusha, Kovid on Yom Kippur. The cave and the Ein Lechabdo, so how are you giving Mechabid Yom Kippur? Not Pachilu Vishtiya, therefore Kabdeh Abixus Nakia to wear nice clothes. The Neros of Agamkin, Kovid Ayom, the Chsiv Al Kei Mu'urim, Kabdu Hashem. Now, why he puts it over here? Why doesn't he put it over there by the bracha, Kovid Shabbos, on, like it relates to Shabbos candles? Also not clear. Hagav, and no again, should call each gadol or katan osin lo ner. The minig is to light a candle for every person, big or small, says the Mishnah Berurah. The ain lasos ner li isha, v'ayim ogen abram atam. Different reasons why this is relevant to men and not to women. Of course, it's the women who are lighting the Yom Kippur candles themselves, but in terms of lighting a candle for, you know, corresponding to each person, that's something that's done for men and not for women. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, they don't do it for the young, only for people who are married. And once they're married, the wives are lighting the Yom Kippur candles. So, I mean, this sounds like it's over and above the regular Yom Kippur candles that we're talking about. Gam ner neshama la'aviv uli'imo shemesu. If a person doesn't have parents, he lights an er neshama for his parents. Why? Mishabur explains if gotten you. Beis lechaper aleihem. It should be a kapara for his parents who are no longer alive. Umashon miloshin zeh desagi v'ner echot. So Yom Kippur is mechaper. Later on, the Rambam is going to explain at the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur. The reason there's a minig to give tzedakah le'ilui neshama, adafka on Yom Kippur, should be Yom Kippur yesh kapara gam l'meisim. And then Mishmur explains, that's why it's called Yom HaKippurim, Lashon Rabbim. For people who are alive, and people who are no longer alive. It's a double kapara. For both those in this world, and those in the next world. V'chein nachon. V'chein kasem mixes rabbisav im kavu neros eilu b'yom HaKippurim. If you light a candle for someone and the candle went out, continues Ramah, he should not ask the guy to relight it. That is Amira La'akum. That's an Issa Derabanan. V'afilu B'remiza, the Mishabura says, you shouldn't even hint for the guy to light it. So what should you do? Continues the Ramah. Mi shekova ner b'yom kippur. If the candle went out on Yom Kippur, yachzor b'yadikeinu b'motzei Yom Kippur. Motzei Yom Kippur, he should relight it. Va'yichabenu od, and then you should leave it until it burns out on its own. Eli yanichenu lidlok ad gemira, until the candle itself burns out. The gami kabel olav shekol yom lo yichabe b'motzei Yom Kippurim nero. Then he should be makabel that on Motzei Yom Kippur, he's never going to blow out the candle. He's always going to let it burn out on its own. Lo hu v'lo acha, he won't do it, and he won't have somebody else do it either. Hold on a second. Now there are people who take these candles very seriously. The candles burns out, so it has some meaning. God forbid, he's not going to live out the year. People take these candles very seriously. So the Ramah doesn't think, it should be taken so seriously, neither does the Mishnah Berurah. He says, the mitzvah is not to have the guy relight it. The mitzvah is to leave it burnt out, even though you want to relight it. And then the Ramah says, after Yom Kippur, light it again, and then have it continue to burn until it burns out on its own. Let's just finish up the Simen. V'yesh omrish lo lahatziya shulchanos v'yom kippur kamo b'shabbos. I'm sorry. Yeshon sheyesh latziya shulchanos, you set the table on Yom Kippur like you do on Shabbos. Others say, what's the point? You're not eating on the table on Yom Kippur. But the Ramah says you should set the table like you set it on Shabbos. V'cheino again, that's the minig. Yeshenogu lilbosh begodim levanim nikiim b'yom HaKippurim. There's a minig to wear clean white clothes on Yom Kippur. Dugmas malochei hashareis, like the malochei hashareis. V'cheino again, lilbosh hakittel. And the minig is to wear the kittel on Yom Kippur, shu lavan v'naki, and it's white, and hopefully it's clean, if you don't have the wine stains from the Leil Seder. Gam hu beged mesim, it's also a beged in which they bury the dead, and thereby days that they've adam nichna v'nishbar, and therefore it reminds a person of Yom HaMisa, and a person puts him into a certain frame of mind on Yom Kippur, a frame of mind of humility, and focusing on Avodas Yom HaKippurim and Avodas Hashem. That is Siman Tov Reish Yud.